Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where we're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend. Roll over, get out of bed, and put your feet on the floor, and get out in your backyard and fire up a grill. These lazy days of summer are honest. It's early August. Man, this flew by, didn't it, Barbecue Bob?
Hey, welcome to the show. It did. It came on like a banshee. I didn't even know it was August, and I'm talking to somebody, it was August 2nd, and I'm like, well, it's almost August. And they go, yeah, it's the 2nd, dude.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show. We got a great show for you this week. We always think we do, but we actually have the beer goddess, Kelly Williams, in studio with us, and we're not going to let her go until we get all of her secrets and we drink all of her beer. And she brought a guy to carry her beer, and it's Jackson from Harmony Brewing Company. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you.
So glad you guys are here. Well, Barbecue Bob, there's an event coming up next week called Hopstock, and Kelly and Jackson are here to tell us a little bit more about it. So guys, what is Hopstock?
Hopstock is the official beer festival for the Beer City Brewers Guild. We are the, you know, there's lots of great festivals around, but we're the only ones that are actually run by your Grand Rapids breweries. And we got some awesome stuff going on. We got some really great tap lists, and we got IPA Island, which is a special pouring area where every brewery brings an IPA. So if you like IPAs, you go right for that tent. And I know I'm bringing a real special one, and there's a couple of really unique IPAs going to be
that
poured there.
That is such a cool idea. I saw that on your flyer. Kelly was kind enough to send me this announcement a few weeks ago, and I saw that IPA Island, and I thought, what a great place for hopheads to just zero right in on it.
Absolutely.
Is that your idea, Kelly?
It was a collaborative, just like our Beer City. It's a collaborative idea that we all kind of thought, let's do something collaborative and bring everybody together. It's not just breweries doing this. We'll have some ciders in there. We'll have a couple distilleries representing. So not just beers in there. There'll be a couple ciders. There'll be some, I think, Long Road's bringing an IP.
Awesome people.
A hop. Hoppy
awesome
distilled
people.
Something. I don't know. It'll be a surprise. Wow,
those guys are talented.
Yeah.
And cool. You guys are building up a little West Side coalition over there with the Mitten and...
Yeah, the People's Cider Company is right there, and Long Road. And Long Road actually took some of our beer and is making a whiskey that should come out pretty soon. So, yeah, it's a real nice collaborative area.
You know, Bob, it's an amazing thing about the spirits industry in West Michigan is that we've been fortunate enough to have many of these guys that are wonderful brewers, distillers, wineries, cideries, all of these guys, and they all work together. There aren't too many industries out there where you've got everybody that are really competitors, but you don't look at each other as competitors. There's enough to go around, and you just all come together. And we've heard stories about, hey, I'm out of this ingredient, and one of your competitors will bring a bag of grain over to help you finish a brew. It's just crazy cool how
exactly.
This thing works.
Exactly.
It's awesome. So tell us all about the event.
Well, it'll be it's on August 13th from... It starts to the general public at 6:30, but a VIP hour does begin at 5:30.
Tickets, how do you get that?
Tickets are available via Eventbrite. You can go to beercityguild.com, and you can get tickets right through our website.
Okay. Always get the VIP tickets. Am I wrong?
No, you're never wrong.
Always get the VIP. Because then you get to actually walk up to a booth like Harmony, and you get like 3 minutes to chat maybe with Jackson or his brother or sister, and you're talking to the actual person that does it. And you get to maybe get a little secret, or you just get to meet the guy that's responsible for that great beer, you know, instead of just somebody that's just trying to get you out of the line.
Right.
So that's
yeah.
That's the best part.
Yeah, it's kind of front of the line type thing.
Meeting the brewers.
Yeah.
It's true.
Absolutely. And if you're interested, they'll pretty much talk your ear off, most of them. They'll tell you anything that you want to know, you know, short of this is exactly how we made it. But, yeah, very cool. We really enjoy those events. So it starts at 5:30 for the VIPs, 6:30 for the general public, runs till
10:30.
Okay, and where's this at?
Calder Plaza, downtown.
Downtown Grand Rapids.
So it's right in the center of Grand Rapids by that great big orange piece of artwork, in case you don't know what the Calder is.
Yep.
Still don't know what it is.
Ottawa Avenue Street exit to downtown Grand Rapids. It'll dump you right off right in front of the place. Lots of parking everywhere.
So
now, is there any music going on?
Yep. We'll have music from The Concussions, The Legal Immigrants, and Dragon Wagon.
Wow. Sounds like a lot of fun. I don't know any of those bands. Do you, Bob?
No, Dragon Wagon, I want to hear them, though.
Yeah. Yes, they're a folk rock bluegrass band.
Nice.
So, yeah. Cool.
So what other brewers? You got a whole bunch of brewers coming down. Is there a website they can go to check this out?
Yep, beercityguild.com. You can see the full list of breweries, but it's everybody that's represented in Kent County. Every brewery, cidery, and distillery is represented very well. From Founders, New Holland's coming to Grand Rapids. They'll be there.
It's an explosion.
Yeah.
So part of the explosion is Harmony.
Absolutely.
Now we had these kids on the show 5 or 6 years ago when they first opened up their first location.
Right.
And I remember just thinking, okay, it's what a cool story. Two brothers and a sister,
right,
brewing beer. And it was spot on.
Right. From the day one.
Yeah.
And the cool part is that everybody had a role. That was what I took away from that. It's like, my sister's doing this, my brother and I are doing that, and then here we are, what, Jackson, 5-6 years later, you've got your second location, you've got a full-service restaurant, you did pizzas over at the original Easttown location, now you're making your own sausages.
And for anybody that doesn't know, your second location is where?
It's right on the corner of Bridge and Stocking on the west side. It's 401 Stocking Northwest, and it is a from-scratch kitchen. We bring in the whole hog. We break it down. We make the sausages, everything in-house. Even the buns that the sausages come on, it's all made in-house.
They're all hogs buns?
Yeah. Just the way we like them, man. Yeah. Just the way we like them. But isn't
that
cool?
I got some of them.
I mean, are you guys on a Michigan ingredient focus as well?
We do local as much as possible. The hogs are all local. We source local ingredients most of the time.
So most importantly is you brought a couple beers with you that we're trying. Now let's talk about this Ghost first, because I don't think a lot of people understand what these are. Maybe explain it a little bit.
Well, it's a nice light beer. It's a slightly sour. It's got a nice little crispness to it too, and then it finishes with salt and coriander. So it's like 4.3%. Just a really nice summertime beer. The acidity of the sour beer really cleans the palate.
And it sure does.
Yeah.
It'd be great with cheese, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would go with all kind of great things, cheese, fruit, even the acidity if you have something fattier, like a nice sausage.
Yeah, I'm thinking a big old grilled ribeye. You chase a big old ribeye bite with a swallow of this, man, you're spot on, man. Just cleans that palate right up. Now, what makes it sour? Because it's just a hint of sourness.
It's actually, there's a beneficial bacteria in there that wild yeast too that will actually make it a little bit sour for you. And it runs the range from.
So what's the second beer you brought in?
This is actually a Hell's Export Lager. We'll also be pouring that at Hopstock, and it's just a nice. It's a 6% lager, but it's smooth and it goes down easy.
Wow.
Now lagers are unique because most of the craft beer guys around do ales.
Yeah.
And so explain the difference between a lager and an ale real quick.
Ale typically is a top fermenting, different type of yeast, and a lager is bottom fermenting. Ale, you'll get a little bit rounder, more flavors, and then the lager typically is going to be a little bit crisper and cleaner.
And it takes longer to ferment, which is why you can't turn out enough beer fast enough as it is, so
yeah,
to have capacity, right?
There's a extra step, the lagering step, where you cold condition it, make sure you get it crystal clean.
So, Kelly, I want to go back to the festival. How much does it cost to get in?
It's $35 for a general admission and $45 for VIP.
But bargain.
Yep. $45, you get 15 tasting tickets, 4-ounce pours. And for the general admission, you get 10 tasting tickets, again, 4-ounce pours. We are including reusable tasting cups, which will be provided by Michigan Mobile Canning. You'll get a cute little canning cup. So it's... Yeah.
You heard it here from the beer goddess herself,
right.
Hopstock. It's next Saturday, 5:30. Just plan on going at 5.
Can you get a ticket VIP at the door? Ticket. Do you have to buy them ahead, or
tickets,
can you get them at the door?
You can get tickets, general admission at the door, yes.
But not very VIP.
Cool. Not VIP, no.
Okay, right. Buy it online. Get the VIP seat.
For $10, five extra beers. Is that? Come on now. This is grilling guys math. Kind of makes sense, yep. Right?
There'll be food trucks available to you, so.
Yeah. Kelly and Jackson, thanks for joining the Grilling Guys this weekend and next weekend. Everybody needs to be at the Calder.
That's right. Coming up next, we're going to be talking a little bit about snacks, sides, and some hors d'oeuvres. Stick with us. We'll be back.